Today on the God Pod.
They were trying to tear it down because they thought I erected it. But once they tore it down, they were like, oh, we've been tricked by Satan.
So you put them up and you took them down.
Yeah. Kind of just a fun side project for me, I guess. I built them and I was like, you know what? No.
No. Whoever got the win in Kansas, we need you on the ground for hacks as well. What the fuck?
We've stopped anti-abortion and now we're saving hacks.
I have $20 at least towards the Save Hacks Fund.
Somebody called John Stewart.
Moses, Satan, Mary, I'm sure glad I turned down that offer to make a God Pod TV show on HBO Max.
No, thank you for turning it down.
Turn it back up. No, turn it back up. Let's turn that back up.
If you replace me with somebody hotter, I'll understand.
I will not understand. I will not.
Hello, dear listener. I'm God, and this is the God Pod. You know, if I had won the Mega Millions last week, I would have put some towards funding Armageddon, repurchased the stairway from that lady, and then used the rest to pay off the Earth. But no, I didn't win.
Sorry, God. You invented money.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Satan.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
I didn't invent money. That was you.
This is the perfect opening for Satan to jump in and say, have I told you about crypto?
Yeah, baby. We got lottos galore. We got horse racing. We got money funneling. We got
NFTs,
laundries.
Baby. NFTs.
Also,
not today, Satan. Not today. No more long groan.
Hey, guys.
I just picture like the listenership, like when you begin your groan. By the end of the groan, it's gone down.
Are you kidding me? They tune in. They skip forward for the groan. They go 15 seconds. Haven't heard it yet. Okay. Here we go.
Imagine the brimstone, folks. Follow the God Pod on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. There's never a bad episode. We ship gold. Our conceptions are all immaculate. What do you think, Moses? Do you like that tagline?
I do. We shit gold. Because that's, I mean, if you want to get my people to listen, shitting and gold in the same sentence, it's what we do. We love gold. We love to shit. We're shitting all the time and we love gold.
Wow. Moses goes hard.
That sounded a little anti-Semitic.
What? Yeah, it's what? Okay, though, because it's Moses
what,
gets to.
What sounded anti-Semitic? Wait. What did?
Nothing.
If you or I were to say that
we like gold, I'm sorry, that we love money and love gold, that's anti-Semitic. I'm a Jew. We love money. We love gold. And you know what else? I'm just going to go all out. We love bagels.
Who doesn't love those things?
We complain all the time, and our mothers ask us all the time, why aren't you married if you're not married? I'm going for all of them. I'm going for all the cliches here.
Moses, who doesn't love all those things? One, bagels,
right,
money.
Right.
Whose mother doesn't ask them why they're not married yet?
Exactly. Like, don't even get me started. I've been a bachelor forever. Our top story today. Well, Twitter had a field day after Alex Jones's lawyer accidentally handed all his deceptive texts to the opposing counsel.
This is amazing. This is what Satan lives for.
I'm still in disbelief. How amazing this is. And for those who have or have not seen it, when he's revealing this information to Alex Jones on the stand, he's making it a big deal, which it is. But he's like, so if I told you, you know, it's just so it builds up and up and up. And then Alex Jones, his reaction is just like his face is just like went white.
This is your Perry Mason moment.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. This is your Perry Mason moment.
Wait, why does he sound just like me?
It is a little frightening how much you and Alex Jones sound alike.
Yeah, wow.
I will say.
I know that's wrong, Satan. People say that I sound like Seth Rogen.
Good point.
Nah. No, I'm really hearing Alex Jones now. That's all I can hear.
Yeah. Well, they passed down a sentence in that, and they only fined him $4 million.
Well, I think the sentencing isn't done.
There's another phase of another type of sentencing.
It's not. They haven't done the punitive damage yet.
Oh, really? Oh, here I was all sad because, you know, internal damnation doesn't feel like enough for this guy, and he's only getting $4 million. One family wanted 150 million. So there's more smites coming down.
There are definitely more smites coming down. That's just the beginning.
Oh, thank God. God likes that. God's very happy about that.
The best part of all is the January 6th committee has asked for all of his text messages.
Stuff on him too.
No, but not even him. He's been texting all the senators and all these people connected with January 6th.
Well, didn't they find like child porn in his texts also?
There is a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. Somebody is talking about there's some kind of child porn in documents, and nobody knows exactly if it's from him or what's going on.
I know there was definitely trans porn in his texts.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this just gets better.
Somebody called into his show. We should get that clip of him trying to explain away trans porn, why trans porn was on his phone.
Here comes Mary Maggs, just in time to weigh in on this.
He's had a lot of communication with Marjorie Taylor Greene, just saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, duh. Yeah. They are in cahoots.
Cahoots.
Ooh. Wow. What is cahoots?
Cahoots is when a man loves a woman.
Oh. Are we in cahoots? Is that what this
I would
is?
Say all of us are lightly in cahoots. If I went down for something, you guys are definitely connected.
So we'd be in cahoots.
Yeah.
But what if we didn't know about the hoots that we're not in cahoots?
Sorry, I've made it look like you guys knew.
Is it because of your text messages?
Yeah. Saying, I agree. I agree.
So that's why you accidentally texted me that. Okay. In other good news, besides Alex Jones getting his smite, Kansas voters overwhelmingly rejected an anti-abortion amendment.
Amazing.
Ugh, amazing.
I love it. It's three men, anti-abortion, amazing. That's the commentary.
Yeah, that's
it.
The
best.
What else can we say?
Super good.
I'm sitting my white ass down and listening and waiting for what the lady has to say.
No, see? Mm-mm. Y'all should have thoughts too, because this affects you.
Hasn't well, of course all my we think ranting... it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course it's amazing.
Any other thoughts past amazing?
Boring.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So we can all continue fucking in Kansas, so we're good. Is that what I was supposed to say?
Wow. Wow.
What?
Moses and his many wives, here it comes.
The cum can just flow like wine in Kansas. Yes, Moses.
Now, I would like to say a very big shout out to all the organizers on the ground in Kansas who've been organizing about this issue before Roe v. Wade got repealed. And y'all did amazing work.
Amazing.
I think it's showing that.
Is that all you have to say?
That's it. That's it. That's the whole commentary.
Amazing thing.
It shows that when people are very, very committed, they can make amazing fucking things happen. I used amazing that time on purpose. And it also shows folks at home that, like, your support of abortion funds, your support of organizers, your support of grassroots initiatives, honestly, it really, really can make a difference. And that's kind of how committed everyone has to be in some way.
But, you know, you want to know my real thoughts on this, Mary?
Go ahead.
Beyond amazing. Yes. But the real reason that this happened is because the Supreme Court went too far. They made a critical error. And in Ruby Red, Kansas, there are Republican women who are like, you know what? I actually like having rights.
I don't know. I think that's an oversimplification. I think most states.
Oh.
Yes. I think most states.
When would I ever do that?
Crazy. I know. Most states that are red are just very much gerrymandered and to hell. And so.
But this is a thing that everybody could vote on.
Even then, I really think like the federal election shows us each time that like popular vote is always progressive. Like they want new people. They want new blood. They want new people that reflect where the country is headed. Mm-hmm. When you see things constantly leaning like overly conservative, it typically is not reflective of what
true.
Live in that place want. And so I think the vote for abortion access in Kansas is a perfect example of this. Yeah.
Right. They don't want people to be able to vote like by that. They like segmenting it down so they can control it.
Exactly.
Another thing that happened is it came out the Catholic Church funded like a whole campaign to try and stop this from happening. Didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work, but is still, I think anybody who is listening who may be Catholic or if you're a person of faith, I think this should convict you to go ask your faith leaders, how are you spending the money that we are tithing? If your church is not paying taxes, because churches are exempt from taxes, but your church feels comfortable having political speech in this way, then I think you should absolutely be asking your faith leaders how your money is being spent, because the money is being sent for taking care of churches and for places of worship to be able to do the things that they're supposed to do. And those things include, in my opinion, leading people in faith and also taking care of the poor, the tired, the hungry, the starving masses. Like, that's kind of what the church is.
You need to breathe free.
Exactly.
You can reach them at papafrancesco@catholicgmail.com.
Well, there's hope. You see, there's hope, humans. Just when you think it's all over, it's not over. And even in Kansas, it's time after Moses, you finally got your internet fixed.
Wow, Moses figured out how to use the internet again.
Right, right.
You know, Moses is in charge of our computers here in heaven.
Right.
Who made that decision?
I just gave him that job one time.
Well, I finally set up all of our emails for this group. There's marymags@aol.com. There's I couldn't get more than one AOL address, so the others have like Yahoo. And Ask Jeeves has some emails that I can, I'll let y'all into that later.
I've been getting a lot of junk mail from Ask Jeeves right now, so that must be you.
Yeah, it is me, and I didn't turn off the notification thing. We'll talk about it later.
At long last, it's time for Conspiracy Corner with Moses.
Let's talk about these Georgia Guidestones. Are we all familiar with the Georgia Guidestones?
They're gone.
Well, yeah.
What's a Georgia Guidestone?
Well, it's like a member of the band Alabama. It's like all their fans are called the Georgia Guidestone. It's weird that it's in Alabama.
No, that's not what it is. It's like Stonehenge,
they're,
right?
They're like America's Stonehenge. And that, really? This is the thing that makes me giggle, okay? Because it's been shrouded in mystery ever since it was built in, you ready for this, 1980. I mean, when you build it up like that, it's like America's Stonehenge. It's shrouded in mystery. When was it built? 1980. It's like nothing is shrouded in mystery from 1980. It's got to go deeper than that. But people were grasping. People in America grasp for stuff like that. You know, it's not Stonehenge, so they make it their own Stonehenge. But anyway, it's a monument that features messages in 12 languages on how to conserve humanity for future generations.
Uh-huh.
You know, including keeping the world population under 500 million and to avoid petty laws and useless officials. So, and a lot of conspiracy theorists have been obsessed with this monument. And so, anyway, it was brought down. Someone exploded it.
Well, apparently the right wing has been focused on this, right? Because Candace Taylor, a Republican Georgia congressional candidate, described the Guidestones as satanic.
Yeah.
Satan.
Yes.
And made demolishing the pillars a key part of her campaign against the Luciferian cabal. Satan, is this true? Did you put these up?
Look, I had no real part, but I do love a shout out. So I'll take it. Luciferian cabal sounds like my birthday theme.
And she's praised the bombing of the monument and suggested it was part of God's plan. God is God all by himself. He can do anything he wants to. She put it on me. She said I did it. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That includes striking down satanic guidestones. Okay, it wasn't me.
Do it Shaggy version. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Alex Jones backs the idea that the guidestones are proof of a global elite plot to keep the world's population under control.
Wasn't it also like, maybe this is fake news I'm reading, because that's all Satan gets is just a bunch of fake news in one real article.
I'm reading off of Newsweek.com. I don't know. They've made mistakes in the past. Do you got anything more on this, Moses? It's been a long time since we met a conspiracy theory.
It's been a long time, and I'm, you know, a little rusty. But the devil basically brought down those. It wasn't just an explosion. Satan. They're saying that you brought it down.
Wow.
You brought it down.
Wait, you're saying that I brought it down? I thought they were saying they tore it down because I had built it.
No, but you spoke to them. You spoke to them saying, take it down. Because you don't do it. You don't get your hands dirty. You have other people do your hard work for you.
Oh, dang. If only I knew my own power.
I'll send another email. I'll email.
They were trying to tear it down because they thought I erected it. But once they tore it down, they were like, oh, we've been tricked by Satan. He didn't have anything to erect it. He actually.
So you put them up and you took them down.
Yeah. kind of just a fun side project for me, I guess. I built them and I was like, you know what? No.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, it's time for the Satan show. Are you ready? Satan.
Movies, TV, HBO originals. Hey guys, welcome to the Satan show. We are back with another episode. This is the podcast within another podcast. Catch the Satan show only sometimes in the middle of the God Pod.
God Pod Plus.
God Pod Plus. Batgirl movie not releasing. Why Warner Bros. Won't debut DC Films. Variety. Oops. Read the whole title and where it was written of that article. You guys heard about this? That you're not releasing Batgirl the movie or Scoob the sequel.
Here's the thing about that. You know what? Michael Keaton plays Batman in this Batgirl movie, and this is very upsetting that it's not being released.
What?
Yeah, Michael Keaton is Batman.
This is bullshit.
Here's the thing. It probably isn't that great, but what they're doing...
Who cares?
No, exactly.
All their movies suck. That's the DC brand.
This is part of their thing. They go now, they go, you know what? We want people to see this, but let's make it so people can't see it, so they'll want to see it. And it's going to be one of those underground cult classics.
And then they're going to release it.
Yeah, they're going to release it. There's going to be all this.
But I heard, they're getting like huge tax cuts for everything that they delete or don't show to people.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that too.
Like hundreds of millions.
In the end, it's all going to come out and it's going to make tons of money because it's something that nobody was supposed to see.
Hopeless optimist, Moses.
Mm. Right.
Apparently, they've been taking stuff down without warning for weeks.
Yeah, all these shows and stuff. I mean, HBO/HBO Max might combine and make it Discovery Plus. Discovery Plus might win. And that's where everybody's pissed off because they're like, HBO Max has really good stuff. Discovery Plus.
Discovery Plus is basically every show is the reality show where you, married in 60 days or whatever that is, where you marry someone overseas.
90 Day Fiancé.
That one, yeah.
The 90 Day Fiancé genre dumb.
Married overseas.
Right. Married overseas in 60 days. That's mine.
These 60 couples on a boat for 60 days and see who gets married.
This is going to be great. I can't wait to see this.
HBO is stumbling. HBO or Warner Brothers is stumbling. Poor HBO Max is having a tough time. Shout out to my bros there. We love some HBO.
So I'm looking here at the little list that says HBO Max originals presumably not safe. And I scan down and there's one called F-Boy Island.
Okay, that shit is a fucking Shakespearean masterpiece.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that a show?
Yeah, that's good.
Let's stop that bullshit right the hell now.
Yeah, if you haven't seen F-Boy Island, you're not living.
Gotta
you
do gotta it. Get do on it. It.
This list is tragic. First of all, release Batgirl, please. I mean, you released the Snyder Cut.
And nobody was asking for that shit.
And you released all those Batman movies with Ben Affleck. What the fuck?
I would also like to have a very direct and pointed conversation with whoever over there at HBO was making the PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at this PowerPoint.
You're doing a terrible job at PowerPoints, friend. And I understand that PowerPoints are not supposed to be too wordy and everything. But first of all, the one where it was like, women don't do fandoms.
Yeah.
Are you out of your fucking mind? Have you met a woman before?
I think women invented fandoms, kind of.
Are you crazy?
They decided that only men like HBO Max and that women...
like Discovery. I don't even know what the hell is on Discovery Plus right now. Also, a wordy fucking name, HBO Discovery Box Office Network Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is getting paid to come up with the names over there? Regardless. Uh-huh. Women, okay, especially gay women... are some of the most committed fans you can ever have to any of your creative fucking excuse. Because I want the people to come in. I want them to come in. I want them to lean in to understand that I'm dropping gems here.
Oh, I am leaning in, like when I watch HBO Max.
Exactly. First of all, and just like that, Okay? And just like that.
Yeah.
People were watching that. That shit is, it's a fucking hit. And people hate watching it. And they love it. And they hate it. And they're watching it. Either way, the most committed fucking fans you can have to any fucking of your creative pursuits are gay women. Okay? Because if you have gay women, or just gay people in general, here's a wonderful thing that happens. Or bi-curious
gods.
Exactly. They will make fan cams. They will make fucking fan fiction. They will make fucking wiki pages for the fucking characters that you came up with. They will edit out all the straight people in your shit and put... and put a video where there's no straight people.
Yes.
Ship them all together on the fucking YouTube. They committed. They when they love things fully, and that's why I love.
I want to run down this list of HBO originals that are presumably safe, so we can sort of.
He came out and said that all the HBO Max originals are safe, and I'm gonna hold you to that, sir.
Who said that? Because
if anything, not Zelensky. What that man name?
Zelensky. President Zelensky came out. He was like,
it's got a Z in it.
Oh, don't put this on Zelensky.
No, it was Zelensky. I remember that he was like, look, the war is going so well. I just want to take a second to talk about.
Say, don't do this.
HBO originals that are safe.
If you touch a hair on Harley Quinn's chinny chin chin, I will. Ooh,
I don't know. Let's run down the list. Presumably safe, Mary.
Oh, where are you getting this information, though? Where did you get this list?
It's from Forbes.com, yo.
Okay, that's a very rich network. I trust them.
Forbes spells money. Go on.
Forbes spell money.
Not today, Satan. Presumably safe. Succession. Which I just, first of all, of course, I mean, it's your most popular show. The House of the Dragon. Yeah, which I don't care about. The Last of Us, I don't care. Euphoria is safe. True Detective, Barry, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Righteous Gemstones. Westworld is safe, which is crazy to me because Westworld costs like $1 billion an episode. The White Lotus, The Nevers, never heard of it. Industry and the Gilded Age. They're all safe, apparently, but not safe.
I didn't even know Westworld was happening still.
Oh, it's so good this year, Satan.
Oh, it came back?
It's good.
That's what every fan of Westworld says. Oh, it's so good this season.
You just gotta wait like 5 episodes. Okay, but not safe, and this drives me insane. Our Flag Means Death?
Well, these are all, you've just listed every single HBO Max original.
No, there's so many more. Like Our Flag Means Death. Have you not seen this?
The Gay Pirate.
It's hilarious. And it was a huge, huge hit. So Forbes thinks they're not safe. Gossip Girl, not safe. Hacks, not safe.
Oh, no, bitch. Oh, no. Bring Hacks the fuck back.
Yeah. Oh, I'm detecting a trend here. Yeah. Oh,
I'm a prey against this shit. No. Whoever got the win in Kansas, we need you on the ground for Hacks as well. What the fuck?
We've stopped anti-abortion and now we're saving Hacks.
I believe that y'all have enough time and resource. I will put money toward, I have $20 at least towards the Save Hacks Fund.
Somebody call John Stewart. Somebody call John Stewart.
Somebody need to get on the ground with it. We need boots. We need boots on the fucking ground.
Send John Stewart to HBO Max.
Save Hacks. Hashtag Save Hacks and the pussies. Save abortion.
Also on this list is Harley Quinn. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out. No.
This list seems fake. Rap Shit hasn't even come out yet.
Rap Shit is out, and Rap Shit is fucking amazing.
Did I just hear a table turnover?
Oh, I'm flipping shit in the temple if you touch
Mary
Rap Shit.
Mary is flipping shit over right now. There's a
God's
table
lying.
Being turned over.
Forbes is
get
lying.
A camera over there. We can get that on Discovery Plus.
You bet. I swear to God, if anything happened to Rap Shit, if anything happened to Hacks, why is everything I love, bro? Call Beyonce, bro. What is going on, bro?
Peacemaker's on this list.
Hell no, Peacemaker was so good.
So good, I know.
But that was for the men's. Why are they killing the things for the men's? I thought it was, you know, men's are the fanboys.
James Gunn has said season 2 is safe. So, again, Forbes, if season 2 is safe, why is it on this side? You're just trolling us.
I swear to God, if anything happened to Harley Quinn, fucking Kite Man just got into a good relationship with a nice lady. We need to... No.
God just found out F-Boy Island exists.
And that's his fault. You feel me? You're omniscient and you don't be using it. I don't.
F-Boy Island is basically just Eden.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This has really fucked up my whole day. And to think I had such a high with Beyonce, and now look at us. Look at where we are.
Moses, Satan, Mary, I'm sure glad I turned down that offer to make a GodPod TV show on HBO Max.
No, thank you for turning it down.
Turn it back up. No, turn it back up. Let's turn that back up.
There's still hope. There's still hope. It's still good.
If you replace me with somebody hotter, I'll understand.
Oh, yeah. I will not understand. I will not.
It's a cast member from Euphoria, Satan. Sorry.
If you get somebody from F-Boy Island and cast them as me, we will have a deep problem.
Yeah, we'll have a talk.
No, but why is everything I love, like, why?
Well, I think, I don't know if these are just presumably not safe, but Our Flag Means Death was renewed a couple weeks ago, so...
It was. That's one of the most underrated shows. It's fantastic.
Yeah, HBO Max rocks. Look at all these underrated shows. Minx was great if you guys didn't see it. Doom Patrol. I don't know. I've never heard of that show.
Doom Patrol was good. Shout out to Brendan Fraser.
I think every single one of these shows is pretty good.
So they view Discovery Plus as being more successful, though, right? Because they're not firing everybody.
But it's not. It can't be. Viewership-wise. Okay. So I read some of the, like, the earnings call. I get it. They're trying to balance the books. They're trying to make sure that they're more flush with cash than, like, they were. I get it. But, like, bro, your whole job is to give people things that they like. Like, people telling you that they like things. What do you want? What, you want me to watch it again? You want me? I've watched Rap Shit, like, four times already. It's good background.
But you know what? It's that it's scripted content, right? Whereas Discovery Plus is just reality TV unscripted. So the costs behind each show are much higher on HBO Max.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, I feel like HBO Max is the reason Netflix isn't doing well. Because HBO Max actually has good shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Netflix isn't doing well. Wasn't Stranger Things just like the biggest thing ever?
Yeah. That's the only thing that's really saved them. Netflix has so many shows. So many. Everything's getting lost.
The streaming wars.
Well, I think they're going to be fine. All these shows are not going away. And if they do, we come for the government. We go for them. Right where it hurts.
That's a good joke, Satan.
I will be in the streets. I was there for some abortion access. Please believe.
And maybe the biggest loss, we're back in Satan's show, biggest loss is the canceled Scooby-Doo animated sequel, which was practically finished. A disaster to Scooby-Doo fans everywhere.
Might I be one of the many to say zoinks?
Wow, you guys, that is a classic Moses joint right there. We love him.
Thank you.
Stick around. We got Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah. Coming up.
Thank you. I'll be in my Fiat all day.
Catching up with Satan.
Are we done? No, we've still got much more on this segment.
There's so much entertainment news right now.
I love that you turned into a 90s radio disc jockey.
He's Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, guys, have you guys heard about this? People are roasting an unintentionally hilarious trailer for a Christian movie called Journey to Hell. It seems to me, putting together pieces, it was a man that was almost saved, but instead was sent to hell because he wasn't enough of a good Christian.
Right.
Hell, in their eyes, is like, honestly, it looks like the Hell in Lil Nas X music video with less money put behind it.
When you twerked, right.
It was a terrible green screen of good, like, people wandering around, but there's no buildings. It's just very non-topographical red.
A guy in a very bad Hitler costume was there.
Oh, topographical. That was a big word for Elmo.
Thank you. But yeah, this movie looks awesome. I'm going to go see it. And of course, written by the legendary author John Bunyan.
Who could forget Bunyan?
Oh, Bunyan.
Bunyan,
classic Bunyan.
Oh, he's up there with the greats.
Which streaming service is this going to be available on, though?
Quibi.
Quibi. It's going to be 15 minutes, both vertical and horizontal. It's going to be awesome. Come on, watch it. Journey to Hell.
Okay.
Gosh, this is great. Well, thanks, guys. This has been the Satan Show. We'll be back next week with some hot Satan's roses, a couple of prank calls to boyfriends, and a lot of fun. Here is Fallout Boys, The Reason.
I can't get that song. What are you talking about?
Stick around. Don't go away.
Great discussion about the streaming wars.
It just seems like they're screwing themselves. They're just all going like, ugh. And then, of course, Warner Brothers does something crazy where they like hire a new CEO and the CEO goes like, I'm actually a disruptor. You know, I'm kind of a big disruptor.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
Next segment, I didn't know where to put this, but did you know that podcast guests can pay big money to be on top shows? This is from Bloomberg. Apparently, people are paying up to $50,000 to appear on popular shows.
Whoa, like what? How do they know this?
Critics call it payola. My only question is, how do we get this deal?
So I feel like we could trick one person to pay us $50,000 to be on this podcast. Let's just start saying big things. Global markets, 100,000 listeners.
Mary, I listened to the entire new Beyonce album.
Oh, it's really good.
It's very good.
She sent me straight back to hell.
I would say that my favorite songs are probably Virgo's Groove.
Virgo's Groove is amazing.
And Thick.
Yeah.
Love Thick, too. Love Thick.
I always think of God when I hear Thick.
I also like Break My Soul.
Oy vey. Wake me up when you start talking about Gordon Lightfoot's greatest hits. Then we'll talk. I'm not going to sit here. Come on.
Moses, you need these vibes, okay?
Moses, you're missing out, man.
Sorry to this man.
I am also sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man.
Moses, are you saying you don't appreciate fat beats?
Listen, I've tried forever to get my mixtape onto this show.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, but the album is amazing. She really killed it. I'm so proud of her.
I know you kept saying, Mary, she didn't need to go that hard, but she did. I feel like she did need to go that hard. We needed this. We needed this.
We needed it. We needed it.
We need this from everybody.
This is getting us out of COVID back into the office. That's what I think it is.
Oh, no. Beyonce said, I just quit my job. No, she's not. She's
people,
very much.
Did you know that so many people were quitting their job because of that?
Well, I doubt anybody was actually quitting their job because Beyonce said so.
You can't believe what Twitter says.
Just anyway. Happened to coincide with the Great Resignation is all. Shout out to comrade Big Frida for release your job. Yes.
A legendary comrade.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Up next, Senate Press Gallery. By unanimous consent, the Senate has passed Res 742, designated by September 25th, 2022 as National Lobster Day.
And as the oceans keep getting hotter, we will have lobster boils for everyone. Yeah, I took it dark. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Why do we have that? Why is it National Lobster Day?
Well, that's beautiful.
I don't know. I thought it was fun on the lighter side.
Lobster is delicious. It's an amazingly delicious dish. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's amazing.
Curious, are they going to celebrate National Lobster Day by eating lobster?
That sounds sad.
Why else would you have Lobster Day?
To respect the sanctity of the life of the lobster, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever think about that, Moses?
No, I didn't, because it's like, what do you do? You just go out there, wave to the ocean and go, keep on trucking, guys.
You say thank you. You say thank you.
What am I thanking them for?
For the possibility of tasting so good.
Take a lobster on a picnic.
There you go. Thank you.
Take a stroll in the park together. Maybe later on catch dinner in a movie.
No.
Oh, come on, God.
What?
Lobster Day means you get 30% off at Red Lobster. That's basically what it comes to.
No.
The United States Senate has passed that.
Red Lobster deals are back. September 25th, 2022.
National Lobster Day. Yeah, this was all a plot by Big Lobster, wasn't it?
Get 40 lobsters for $12.
This was all just exactly That's Red insane. Lobster greasing the wheels.
But also, we didn't talk about the lightest and best news that Jon Stewart's bill passed.
Well, it's not the Jon Stewart bill. Let's give some credit to the veterans.
No, it was his bill. He did it.
He would hate that, Satan.
Yeah, right.
And it's about bringing his show back, right? I'm a little confused about what's going on. Amazing.
The burn pits, and of course, some Republicans came out and voted against it, surprisingly, because they said there were some changes. And in the end, there were no changes. And there was a back and forth with Ted Cruz and Jon Stewart. Ted Cruz was like, hey, I just didn't vote for it because the Democrats changed it. When in the end, nothing was changed. And so Jon Stewart made it clear that Ted Cruz is an idiot. And in the end, it went through and now everybody's happy. And Jon Stewart, he did work his ass off to get to make it known what was actually happening behind the scenes. So he was a big part of bringing it.
Oh, yeah. You got to give so much credit. Like they were there. It was him and a group of veterans went in. While right. they voted and watched them. And then they voted like 85-15 in support of it the next time.
Right.
So I feel like they should do that more.
Right, of course. And that, now here's the thing. Everybody's like, Jon Stewart for president. Let's get there. Jon Stewart for president. No, we need him on our side. When you go to the other side, you're limited with what you can do. As crazy as that sounds. So Jon Stewart, if he were a congressman.
Wait, whose side are we on again?
The side that aren't politicians.
All right.
When you're a politician, I think you're a bit
then
more limited in what
shit.
You can say and what you can do. But here's Jon Stewart, who's like, he helped make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. He gets to swing in there, zip, zap, zoop, you know, superhero.
So, yeah, so let's not have him run for anything.
Meanwhile, these other people have no choice but to be corrupt. Good point, Moses.
Right.
Good point.
So he's here. Let's keep him on this side because that's where you need him.
Well done. That was great. But Amazing. That was also, he's been working on this for years. So it's not like, you know, they just showed up and that's how
sure,
it's done.
Right,
it's just
right,
a culmination sure. of a long campaign. So in funny news also this week, did you see how Trump endorsed Eric for a primary?
Wait, what?
This is
what is this news?
This is like a Will Ferrell movie, the campaign. There was two guys named Eric facing off in a primary, and Trump couldn't decide who to endorse because some people were mad at him either way. So he just endorsed Eric. And then they both like went on Twitter and thanked him for his endorsement at the same time.
Jesus. Jesus, that's good. I endorse Eric.
I mean, it's brilliant because he's like, Eric's going to win.
It's beyond parody.
Eric won.
That is...
Trump was
rich.
Right. Eric won because of him.
Well, Eric also lost, though.
Yeah.
So right. that was
But not that Eric. The Eric that he wanted to win won.
Yes, yes, yes.
You just can't make it up. Another thing that was funny that happened this week is Cracker Barrel's woke meatless sausage option. Was sending their fans into a tailspin online.
How so?
So basically, Cracker Barrel introduced the option to have meatless sausage, and their fans are furious calling it woke bullshit.
That's so funny.
So here are some of their comments online. Are you kidding me? Who do you think your customer base is? I still order the double meat breakfast, and it's not even on the menu anymore.
Whoa, what a brag.
You just lost the customer base. Congratulations on being woke and going broke.
This is insane. This is insane. Why are they upset that people will have an option? It's not like they're forcing anything. They're just giving somebody an option.
Exactly. Here's another one. Don't ever try to push that crap in my direction. Stick to the basics that made your franchise a success. Just because it's an option on the menu.
Jeez.
Oh, by the way, we lost Moses.
Oh, no.
His internet went out. I know.
That's what that big silence was.
Just don't call meatless sausage woke, okay? Leave the sausage alone. What did it do to you?
It's just insane that, yeah, meatless sausage would be considered woke. What about it would make it, quote unquote, wokeable?
Because saving the environment, quote unquote, is considered the pussy thing to do.
Also, saving your life from heart disease is
pussy thing.
Is woke.
Weak. Okay.
I don't know how I feel about meatless meat. I think, especially meatless meat being sold as like a thing for people to be, who care about the environment. If you are, you know, vegan because you don't want animals to be slaughtered for consumption or to have to go through right. that pain for your consumption, like, I get it. However, if you're vegan for like environmental purposes, I don't know that our meat consumption is like the number one cause of climate change. It's actually corporations in the U.S. military. So it's just like, yeah, I don't.
I think, though, meat is a huge climate problem, mostly in land and trash.
Even with our trash, like our trash problem, if you compare it to what corporations do here in the U.S. when it comes to CO2 emissions, never would it amount to that. Like, we were talking about famous people in their private jets last week, right? With that one,
yeah,
one that like 14-minute flight was like a couple of tons of CO2. One person living in their life would never have that much. So it's not our fault.
I feel like they make more money on the meatless sausage. It probably costs less to make also, so they like to sell it.
Yeah, eat your fucking meat. Eat a steak every now and again. I'm not, you know, just fucking eat your meat.
I will say, though, it's the problem of factory farming and widespread how the business of meat works is the problem with the...
Now that I agree with you.
The climate and just how business works. I mean, one of the largest companies in the world is a meat company. Foster's Farms.
I agree with you on that one.
I bet there's already a National Sausage Day.
Don't always eat meat if you don't need to. That's all I'll say.
I bet there's already a National Bacon Day.
Yeah.
And a National Sausage Day.
And you know what? Finally, the lobsters get in. Good for
and
them.
Finally, the lobsters. Exactly. What about the bacon wrapped
guys, lobsters? Bring in the dancing lobsters. Come on.
Anyway. All right. So just so you know, National Bacon Day is Saturday, September 3rd.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah. So that did already exist. Let's just see about National Sausage Day. Tuesday, October 11th.
Okay.
It just goes on. They've all got their own day.
This is great.
National Steak Day is Tuesday, March 14th. What the fuck? National Pizza Day. Well, come on. You know that exists. February 9th. Okay, I could do this all day. Oh, wow.
Well,
it's time for blessings and smites.
I'm going to bless Moses for showing up and smite Moses for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Easy. Done.
That's it.
Yeah. And also smite the potential of HBO Max canceling shows.
I'm going to bless all of you for showing up and having a wonderful discussion, as always. I would like to bless our listeners for listening. And I would like to smite the people that are angry about the meatless sausage.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on them.
I would like to bless the writers team of the Harley Quinn show on HBO Max. Y'all have told one of the most cutest things. With Kite Man. Kite Man has made me root for a man. It's just very...
Oh, that's great.
It's just that's not amazing. Characteristic of who I am as a person, typically.
Wow.
Everyone should be like fucking Kite Man, okay? Hell yeah. It's very hard. I would also like to bless it, the Columbus Teachers Union in Columbus, Ohio. I think they just voted to go on strike. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be a strike fund set up. So if anybody lives in Columbus, Ohio, and you care about teachers, please feel free to support when you see that. Or also, if you go on Twitter and you search for teachers wish lists, $20 goes a very, very, very long way to helping teachers with getting the stuff that they need to take care of our kids. Yes, I said our, even if you don't have them. Taking care of children is everybody's fucking duty and responsibility, and this is one very simple way to do so. So find a school, adopt a school, or if you got like extra money lying around, put some money towards like lunch fund so that kids can get lunch. Thank you so much. Off my soapbox. I would like to smite the potential of Harley Quinn being touched. Okay.
And they think that women don't like their shows.
It fucking exactly. Which women are you talking to? I don't. It, even the ones who are like, you know, on the white nationalist side, are that's a fucking fandom right fucking there. Anyways, I'm getting off. I'm done. Leave the shows where they are. Thank you so much. We have so little.
Exactly. I've said it so many times that these TV shows are one of the only reasons that I'm letting humanity continue. It's because they provide me a lot of entertainment. And you should not be reducing the amount of scripted content. You should be increasing it. I don't like 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, I don't.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's just making sex tourism look fun. Like, I've watched it. I'll make the jokes. Hell yeah. It's funny sometimes. But, like, it's also, there's a dark underbelly.
There's a dark underbelly. I don't, like, learn anything.
The Family Chantel. Y'all could have kept the Family Chantel. We didn't need that shit. You know? We didn't fucking need... That's a spinoff.
These scripted shows are teaching me life lessons.
And it's like, these... Oh man, people go to fucking school to learn how to make TV shows, good movies and stuff. Support creatives. Support people who have made this their fucking life's work, man. Empower them to make the shows that people love. This is the stuff that helps people dream. It's the stuff that, like... I don't fucking know. It's good. Leave it on the TV, man.
Mm.
Well, thanks for listening, humans. And speaking of supporting creatives, don't forget to follow The God Pod on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That was smooth, right? That was smooth.
Hell yeah.
Woo! New commandment. Henceforth, thou shalt eat naught but meatless science fiction sausages. It's for your own good, humans. Think about your cholesterol. God wants you to live. The Lord has spoken.